federal court, they have prosecuted hundreds of terrorism cases since 9/11. Whereas you look at the military commissions, and they really only prosecuted 6 cases.
Hi, I'm Matt Welch for Reason TV, and I'm joined today by Human Rights Watch's counterterrorism advisor, Laura Pitter. Laura, thanks for joining us. We're here today to talk about a provision of a bill that's going very much under the radar screen in Washington, D.C., having to do with the way that the United States conducts the war on terror. Tell us what is going on.
There are provisions in the National Defense Authorization Act, the NDAA, that relate to detention in the war on terror. And the provisions really are the first time since the McCarthy era that the Congress is authorizing the detention of really anyone that the U.S. deems is an enemy. The indefinite detention of these people without trial and without really a way to challenge their detention.
And by these people, you mean it could be someone on the battlefield in Iraq, it could be someone who's on their farm in Iowa. Who are these people?
Well, the terms in the bill are so vague that it really can apply to anyone that the U.S. deems is an enemy. So anyone who is detained under these provisions then are detained in military detention, and there's just very few procedures that they can access to challenge that detention. And it applies to U.S. citizens as well.
Now, this is military detention as opposed to the civil or the criminal justice system here. What's the difference there, and what impact would that have on the way that we currently prosecute terrorism cases?
Well, there's a provision in the act that mandates military detention, which means that it's no longer going to be an option for the federal system, the Department of Justice, the FBI, and local law enforcement to take control of a certain category of terrorism suspects. It will be mandatory military detention. And the military will then have control of deciding what happens to these people. So far, the military has a very poor record of prosecuting these terrorism cases. In federal court, they have prosecuted hundreds of terrorism cases since 9/11. Whereas you look at the military commissions, and they really only prosecuted 6 cases.
So 6 against hundreds, and we're removing the ability to use that system now by this new bill?
It mandates military detention. So yes, the federal, Department of Justice, the FBI, all these entities that have been very effective in fighting terror and actually keeping America safe would be cut out of the process, and that would be a permanent part of U.S. law. So it would apply for this administration and future administrations.
Who's pushing this?
Well, Congress are the ones that are pushing it. So it's passed the House, well, one version passed the House, and then it has gone through subcommittee in the Senate. So it's now headed to the Senate floor for a vote, and there's virtually been no discussion about it. The provisions were discussed and passed in the Senate Armed Services Committee, so in a private, closed session.
And the chances of it being then signed into law, I imagine, would be great because it's part of a defense authorization and no one wants to be against a defense authorization.
Exactly. These the provisions they contain war powers, and normally war powers are something that's discussed publicly. But these provisions are buried deep in a 600-page National Defense Authorization Act, so they're not getting the public attention that they deserve.
What does the Obama administration and the Pentagon say about this?
Well, similar provisions were proposed in the House, and the White House came out with a veto threat for a lot of the provisions that would interfere with the executive's ability to transfer these cases into the federal system. And so now it's in the front of the Senate, and probably, we don't know what the administration's position is on the Senate provisions at this point.
And for those of us who care about quaint notions like habeas corpus and basic rights of Americans to face a trial by their peers, what does this enshrine into law, and what does that say about where we are right now?
Well, it's going to make it, already provisions are virtually impossible to challenge your military detention at this point. The only available means is habeas, which is normally a last resort. So it's going to put more people in that system and there's going to be no procedures other than a habeas challenge to challenge your detention.
So we've passed the Senate committee. It's going to go up to a floor vote. When is the time frame on this stuff?
So it has passed the Senate subcommittee. It's going to the Senate floor for a vote sometime after recess. We're not exactly sure when it will come up, but it is going to come up soon.
Well, all very ominous. Thank you very much for joining us. For Reason TV, I'm Matt Welch.